Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Shade. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what? And we are padding nice.
Padding nice?
Yeah. Padding nice.
Padding nice. We sure are. It's the Monday morning episode, but if you are IFS, one of our prized customers, you get this Sunday evening.
Customers. Yes. <Yeah. laughs> And make no mistakes, that is how we see you.
Very much so. We have no emotional connection whatsoever with you. We just see you as teats, fiscal teats to be milked.
Only in our world, the customer is always wrong.
The customer is always a cunt.
If we had a physical shop, which one day, God willing, we will do, we'd have that sticker.
A pop-up shop.
Pop-up Top Light Time Machine, Sam. Selling our merch.
Well, I don't want to ever commit to a fucking long-term permanent shop because they're fucking awful. I used to work in one. But a pop-up one would be good because you could just, you know, destroy an exit. Crash and burn.
Yeah, we could destroy an exit at Top Light Time Machine shop. I'm thinking Sunderland City Centre in the precinct. We could sell records, but the only records we sell are singles from that 1984 chart.
That chart. Yeah. We've done. Well, that's, you know, Pop Rex in Sunderland, where we did our first show of the tour last year.
Yeah.
That started as a pop-up shop to promote the Frankie and the Heartstrings album that they put out about 6 years ago.
It was supposed to be just 2 weeks. It's a good idea.
And it never closed.
Because it just was successful. Closed. That actually is a really good promotional idea.
A little shop, a little pop-up shop. We might do that one day. Actually, Pop Rex got burgled week before last, or
fucking
last week.
Fucking cunts.
Some cunt got in and nicked their massive coffee machine.
I remember that coffee machine.
Yeah, and they nicked the wheelbarrow and took the coffee machine off in a wheelbarrow. So there might be some kind of, I don't know, there might be some kind of crowdfunding thing going on shortly to raise
or
a bit of money for a new coffee machine. And also for, well, probably a new wheelbarrow, perhaps for enhanced security. So once I know what's going on, we'll give that a plug and try and get some cunters to contribute to that.
We could also possibly drum up a lynch mob to hunt down the burglar.
Yeah.
And give him a shoeing. It could be, I wonder if it sounds like a similar MO to the handsome burglar who nicked my car and then filled my own car up with all my own stuff and drove off. TTFN dickhead.
Yeah.
And then
didn't you say that you weren't allowed to mention his name last time you mentioned him?
Oh, I've got to beep it out again. Fucking hell, yeah, you got to beep it out again. If he's back on the loose, it's all I need is him on my fucking tail.
Yes.
He is. Well, he was back in the news last year. He'd got nicked. He'd diversified.
Don't give too much detail away.
All I'll say is he'd diversed into another sort of crime.
Oh, God.
Quite a new type of crime, and it was quite violent. So I am quite afraid of him. I don't need him back in my life.
I'll try and remember to beep that out in the edit. Hopefully I will. I'll make a note of that. What was that, about 2.5 minutes in? Okay, I'll do that later on.
Cheers, mate.
FA Cup final. I'm proud to say I didn't see any of it. I didn't see any of the goals later on. I was sitting in my brother's garden because it was my mum and dad's 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah, congratulations, mate.
Saturday.
I saw the pictures that you put up of their wedding. They were lovely pictures.
Don't congratulate me. I've contributed very little to the wedding.
As the child of a broken home, believe me, I am offering you my congratulations because it is nice to have two parents who are, I nearly said, still in love, but I've no idea if they do love each other.
I've got no idea either, to be quite honest.
It's hard to say.
They seem to be content. And as I would say, contentment is kind of what you need to aim for.
I mean, it's not the sort of thing you'd probably ask, although it'd be a lot of fun to ask that. So, Mum, Dad,
sit them down.
Are you still in love?
Answer the question. Tell me it. But they seem. I mean, you'd be able to tell if they despised each other. Just put it that way, and they don't.
No.
So that's good.
Well, that's lovely to hear. So no, I do offer you my. I offer my congratulations to the whole Dawson clan.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So that was why I missed the FA Cup final, but I got the three pies in that I'd ordered on Friday.
I was going to ask about the food,
There was the mince pie, the steak pie, and the corned beef pie, and by the end there was just one slice of the corned beef pie left.
Oh, you should have done a quiz to see if I could guess which one, because it sounds like the start of a sort of a conundrum, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There are three pies at a golden anniversary party in Sunderland. He takes them to his parents' golden anniversary party in Sunderland in the UK.
He travels at 25 miles an hour.
Oh, at the party, all three pies are greedily scoffed down by the whole family and only one slice is left. Now, the question for you is, a slice of which pie is left? Tick tock, tick tock. Tick tock. I'll have to hurry you. Is it the corned beef pie?
Yes, it is. Congratulations.
What cunt left one fucking slice of pie? I mean,
well, it wasn't me, because I'd filled up one all the pies.
All the pies.
I literally couldn't fit another piece of pie in the fucking
cup. Well, I wouldn't have been out. I mean, I've just had a picnic this afternoon. We usually have Sunday lunch at my mum's, but recently for months we went without it. And recently we've restarted, but a picnic down the local park instead.
Right, yeah.
And fucking hell. The first couple of weeks, I sort of made a kind of a derisory sort of offer of bringing shit along myself, contributing myself. Do you know what I mean? Like a real pathetic gesture, like, I bought a bag of crisps that I found at the back of my cupboard, ones that I didn't want. And I brought a flask of tea, but it's mainly just for me. Fucking hell, she ramped it up. She ramped up the fucking picnic, and it is really top quality now. And do you know what she'd made? Because my mum's a keen baker. She'd made profiteroles.
Oh, wow.
With fresh cream in them. And there was one left at the end. And I thought, who the fuck's leaving a profiterole? Now, I'd already had a couple, and I'd been judged for it by my mother, like, because she was like, oh, you're having a second, are you? Because there's plenty of other stuff.
Well, how many was there?
Well, there's quite, I think, more people than she expected turned up. So, in the end, she thought it's only about one each, but I'd gone straight in and had a couple.
There's always someone that doesn't want one, so, you know, you've got to get in there early, haven't you?
I can clear the percentages. Listen, I'm from a big family, right, and I learnt from an early age, don't fucking eat first, ask questions later.
Exactly.
I dive in, mate.
Yeah, it's a percentage game for fitterals, isn't it? You've got to get in there.
Scuff, go. Well, you know, like, as I've explained before, I've got a very well-defined MO at any family function, which is get into where the food is, fill up your plate as high as logistically possible, take it to a private side room, scoff it all on your own, and then fall asleep until it's all over.
A little sleep.
Fucking brilliant. Can't do that in the park, though, unless I head in the bushes. And funnily enough, it's a little...
I'd like to see that.
It's a lovely square that I spent a lot of time in when I was a kid. So it's a very nostalgic place for me, and I did some of my best digging there, if I'm honest. It wasn't my main digging place, but I did sometimes take a spoon around there for a bit of a dig. And there's bushes all around the perimeter of this square. And I said to Len when I was there last week, I said, I used to come down this park all the time when I was your age. I said, he said, what did you do? And I said, all sorts of shit, but a lot of the time I spent hanging around in the bushes. Those bushes over there. Because when we're there and someone needs a piss, they have to walk back to my mum's house, which is a few minutes around the corner, right? Every time you need a piss. So I'd said...
Can't be doing that.
When it was here, I said, go for a piss in the bushes. And of course, my wife's like, he can't piss in the bushes. I was like, what are you talking about? I did some of my best pissing when I was a kid in these bushes.
Everyone pissed in bushes or against trees.
Of course they fucking did. And then was quite into it. He wanted to piss, but it was like, times have changed, haven't they?
Now it's all like,
oh no, you can't piss there. Hey, let him piss. He's got to learn, right? And He said, yeah. He said, what did you do? I said, I built dens in these bushes. Mm-hmm. I had little camp outs in them. I had, you know, I would sometimes bring stuff down there, equipment, and like bury them in holes and stuff like a dog. Yeah. And one time, you'll remember, one of my most memorable moments in those bushes was, you remember Archie Buchanan?
My mum's
erstwhile alcoholic...
Scottish milkman.
Scottish milkman boyfriend, living boyfriend.
Yeah.
When they split up, I don't know what the circumstances are. She won't discuss them in detail, but he disappeared for a while, and then he came back, and then she said, look, I'm asking Archie that, you know, to F off, basically. And she said to me, and I was probably about 8, and then she goes, right, come, I've got to meet Archie at the park. But I always had to go everywhere with my mum, right? Because my older brother's always out and about, and she had no one to leave me with when I was a bit too young to be left on my own. So I found myself in various situations that were not ideal. And one of them, I'm not saying they weren't sordid, but just like she had to go and dump Archie the milkman. And she probably wanted to do that in private because, for everyone's sake, it's best that those things are kept between the two of you.
Yeah, but on the other hand, stuff like that in your formative years is probably what's led you to become Britain's top journalist.
Wow.
It's that curiosity about the human condition that was forged in you very early.
Good point, because this is an early example of my journalism skills coming to the fore, because she said, I'm going to meet him. I don't want him coming to the house, so I'm going to meet him in the square around the corner. So I said, right. So she said, when we got there, she said, right, when we get there, I need to talk to him privately. It must have been very difficult for her, looking back. She said, can you sort of, like, play? Do you know what I mean? Mm. And I was probably a bit put out by that, but looking back, I don't see why, brother. If you've got anything to say to him, surely you can say it in front of me. We have no secrets from one another, do we, brother? That's what you told me. I think I shall sit in on this conversation and play an active role in it.
I will be the arbiter, if you will. In your emotional turbulence.
Good day, Archie. Thank you for coming. Please sit. You'll remember my mother, Brenda. Now, let's all sit down. And try to get to the bottom of it. Well, yeah, fuck off. I've got to talk to your mother. Now, first of all, there'll be no foul language like that. Anyway, she said, you know, basically fuck off, but she said it nicer than that. So she said, are you all right? You know, are you just going to play on your own? I said, no, don't worry about that. I said, I'll go in the bushes.
Yeah,
and she was like,
HQ in there.
Oh, all right. I said, and I was thinking, no fucking problem at all. Because I spend a lot of fucking time down there, right? And I know these bushes. They're my own personal Vietnam, right?
Unexpected bonus bush time.
I know, this is great bush time for me. Take as long as you want. If it's going to be a long chat, that's fine. Right? If he won't go easy, don't worry about me. But the thing was, these bushes go all the way around the perimeter of the square, but it's all adjoined. So you can make one entry point, right, in the bushes, and it was on the opposite side to where she was sitting with Archie, dumping him.
Bush. Is it a bush network?
Yeah, and then she couldn't see me after that. So you know what I've done? I fucking snuck. Or I've done a little bit of admin, bush admin, Just checked everything was where I left
bush
it.
Bush admin.
Caught up on a little bit of digging, you know, right, made sure everything's in its place.
Keep everything and then, ticking over.
Then I got a bit bored, so I peeked out through my little bush peeking hole, right?
Yeah. And I've seen you about.
The conversation is across the other side of the park, quite animated, right? And I thought, oh, I wonder what's going on. So I've gone all the way around in the bushes. They can't see. Yeah. So I can work my way around this quite large square, round to the side that they're sat on, and sneak up behind them in the bushes... Right, so I'm right behind the bench they're sat on, but they don't fucking know. So I can earwig on the fucking breakup conversation from behind. They think I'm on the other side of the park. I'm fucking yards away from them, right?
Fucking hell.
Like special forces shit, this was. And like I said, I was only 8, maybe 9, can't remember, about 9. And yeah, and I can't remember what was said. I don't think I understood it, but it was just good journalism, good investigative skills.
Yeah.
And today, speaking of which, talking of my world-renowned journalism, really impressive. When we got to the park, my older brother was there, and he said to me, "Who's this MP that's been done? You know, this Tory MP has been done."
Oh yeah, accused.
Fucking, yeah, accused. Let's say
charged yet,
he's been nicked because of quite really severe allegations against him. And my brother went, "Oh, who was it?" And I said, "I don't know. It's anonymous." He went, "Oh, I thought you'd know because you've got your sources, haven't you?" And yeah. I went, "I'll tell you what. I'll try and sort it out while we're here." Yeah. Two text messages later, I fucking double sourced the cunt as well.
Bang.
Bang. Yeah. Two sources.
Double source.
Double
not just
source.
A single source.
Double source, mate, because, listen,
fucking hell.
I'm not Britain's best journalist because I go around just getting single sources.
No, of course not. You've got to verify shit, haven't you?
I got the source, and then I got the corroborative source, right?
Yeah.
During the fucking picnic.
Yeah.
I delivered
picnic
the name.
Picnic journalism.
Picnic journalism, exactly right. I'm thinking of doing a course, which I'm going to flog online. Picnic journalism with me, Sam Delaney. Fucking bang, nailed it at the picnic.
Out of big
ting, 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 everyone. Sorry to interrupt your profiteroles, but I have in my hand the corroborated identity of the alleged Tory MP rapist. Sam, this is a bit inappropriate. The children are all here having a lovely day out in the sunshine. Well, they need to know.
I'm sorry, but history is happening here.
Courtesy of yours truly. They say
you'll
history...
all remember where you were when you found out.
They say history is written by the victors. More often than not, it's written by me, Sam Delaney.
Top journalist.
So, the square near my mum's house has seen a lot of action.
Yeah.
And has been, you know... What I'm saying is there's something there, isn't there, between all those years ago, 1984, me hiding in the bushes, listening to my mum dump Archie Buchanan. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, whatever it is, 30-whatever years, right, to now, I'm fucking breaking a global news story in the same spot. Bang.
You've come full circle in that square.
In that square. And there's the title for this week's episode, Square in the Circle.
Square in the circle. There it is. One standout anecdote from our family gathering last night was that my mum grew up in a house which had an outside toilet.
Oh.
Even in the late 1950s, which obviously terrible, terrible slum upbringing. But the best thing about this was the two streets away, there was an abattoir. Oh. Get a load of that. Sunderland's abattoir was two streets away from where she lived.
Fucking
and
hell.
There would be regular cow escapees from the abattoir.
No.
And you'd often see a cow trotting down the street.
Fucking hell, get a shift on. Get a shift on before they've noticed we've picked it. Fucking hell.
So there's an image.
You never see me fucking moving like a fucking amount of cows, moving like a fucking greyhound. I've seen what they just done to me mate in there and it weren't pretty.
I didn't see it, but I heard the machines, and I tell you what, I am fucking off now.
Fuck this for a game
of cards.
I'm going to
try and get the fucking gates in if I can.
Get a new identity. I know a few people there who take me in. Take me in. Lay low
new
for
papers.
I'll lay low for a while. Get them to maybe dye my cow hair, right, so I look different. Thinking of disguising myself as a fucking horse. They seem to fucking do all right for themselves.
Get one of them nice swishy tails on. So, cow escapees.
Jalapeño.
A piss and a snack, a piss and a snack, and then we'll be back. A piss and a snack.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
We had some people telling us what the shittiest time of the day was after the last episode. I'm looking at some now. Dobry Dan, he says 4 a.m. unless you're up early to go somewhere good or just coming in off a right bender.
Well, I mean,
he's just given two examples of why it's 4 a.m.'s good, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't stand up to any scrutiny at all.
No.
In your world, it's fucking got a lot of advantages going for it. From my fucking world, I mean, yeah, maybe sometimes you're going somewhere good, but even that's rare, because if you're going on holiday and you have to get up at 4 o'clock to catch your flight, you've got a shit flight. You're quite excited, but you're still thinking, I wish I could have got on a fucking flight at a reasonable hour, right? Sometimes you've got to stay at the airport, Hilton. That's not bad.
Ah, I've never done that.
I'm surprised you haven't done that, mate, because that's good logistics.
Yeah, I've never had a flight that's been shit enough that I've had to do that, to be honest.
Right, okay, yeah, because your logistics is so good that it's never required that particular logistical move.
I've done it on the return flight. We came back. I mean, we did a holiday in October in half term week a few years ago. And what we did was we flew from Edinburgh because the Scottish half term is a week or two before ours is. So the flights were cheaper from Edinburgh because they didn't have that school holiday premium that you always pay.
Nice, yeah.
So we had to drive up 2.5 hours to Edinburgh, much cheaper flight. And then when we came back, it was like midnight, stayed in the travel lodge next to the airport, drove back the next day.
So, yeah, that's good. I haven't
Top
done it on
logistics
the way back.
For you there.
I once did it. We were, you know what? This is a weird coincidence. We drove once years ago, me and my wife, we were going, for our kids, we were going to Italy, but we had to fly to Pisa, and then it was a 2-hour drive from there. So we got in late, and we booked a hotel in Pisa. So we could stay the night there rather than drive in the middle of the night, then get up in the morning and drive, right? So we thought, great logistics, because we'll be knackered when we get there. We get to hotel in Pisa, we fall asleep, fell asleep like a log, right? Within a couple of hours, wah, 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 fucking fire alarm, the hotel goes off. We're all stood outside this hotel in Pisa in the middle of the night, bleary-eyed. I've been flying, I've had 2 hours kip. They kept us. You can imagine the dissendatory that was going on at the hotel. Excuse me, what's going on? Well, I'm stood there in my pyjamas. Excuse me, can I go back in and go to sleep? Although I've got a long drive tomorrow and I don't drive as well if I haven't had my 8 hours.
May I get some clarification on the current situation, please?
Pardon me, excuse me. what do you want? What's going on? It's fucking fire alarm. You go back in if you want. You die. It's your problem. Right, and so that was a nightmare. And then, recently, well, about 2 years ago, I had to go to fucking Malta for business reasons.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
and for logistics, I was going over with my brother, and for logistics, we said, right, let's stay at the fucking hotel airport at Gatwick the night before. Right? Stay in the hotel because we've got a 4 o'clock flight or something. Middle of the night. Fucking fire alarm in the hotel.
Yo.
It happens all the fucking time. One time at a wedding, a family wedding up in Edinburgh, it happened, and I was staying in the same hotel as my brother Cass. So I get down into the fucking lobby, right, and I see his wife and kids, and I go, oh, right, and we're all bleary eyed. The alarm's gone off again in the middle of the night. So and I go, where's Cass? And they go, oh, over there. And I just hear this loud snoring. Everyone's in the fucking lobby of this hotel. And Cass is asleep on a bench in the hotel lobby in his, like, boxer shorts and T-shirt, just fucking snoring super loudly, right? And in the end, it gets really embarrassing. So his missus has gone, will you go and wake him up? It's embarrassing. Everyone's looking at him. So I go over, I shake him, wake up. Nothing was waking him up. So I fucking, in the end, I've shook him really hard. And he sat up and he goes, what if that's going on? And I, what's going on? Where are we? And I said, well, you're in the lobby, mate. The fire alarm went on. He went, fuck this. I'm going back to bed. So he's fucking run for the lift and started, like, slamming on the button in his pants. Bang, 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 right? And sir, like, you can't go back and you can't go in there. Why isn't the lift working? Because there is a fire alarm. It's highly dangerous to be inside a lift. I don't care. I'll go back to bed. I've observed this fire alarm for long enough. I can't believe we got through our tour. All those different Holiday Inns and stuff we sat in, there wasn't one fucking fire alarm.
No incidents at all, was there? No, you're right.
We got lucky
there. That's 4 a.m. Dan W. says the cuntiest time is 3 a.m, surely. He says a phone call that time's never good, especially if it's a landline. A landline phone call at 3 a.m. Nothing's going to put the shits up you more than that. Yeah. He says getting up is shit. If you're still up at 3 a.m, it's not usually ending well. Good point, yeah. I think it was it Chris Rock or something who said that cash machines shouldn't pay out at 3 a.m. Anyone who's getting money out of a cash machine at 3 a.m.
it's not for a good reason. Oh, fucking hell. This is it. This is why I make it my business to never be up that late anymore. Ever.
Never, ever.
Anything I've ever done at that time of night has just been a disastrous and painful memory.
And he says, if someone knocks on your door at that time, how cunty is that? Dan's just gone through all the possibilities of 3 a.m.
We got Dennis Wilkinson's also nominated. He's nominated 3 p.m. He's written, 3 p.m. used to be a joy as a kid, like you said. Yeah, because it was when you were gearing up for your CBBC session, right?
Yeah, of course.
But he says, now it's a cunt. Post-lunch slump is over, brain wakes up, but here's the cunt. You're just clock watching until 4 till 5, when you can punch your card for the end of the day. Then, well, we don't have to punch cards in the podcasting game, but I feel your pain, Den.
Try and pretend what that feels like.
Yeah,
but yeah, I know what you mean. I've had proper jobs where you do work office hours or whatever, and you get to that stage of the day when you're like, "Fuck it, I'll get this over with. I'm not doing anything else. I might as well go home."
When I had any like proper jobs when I was younger, I remember saying one time to someone, to an adult, after I got my first, any job that I'd had when I was like a student or younger, you know, like summer jobs or whatever in offices, all I would do was clock watch. Because in those days, and I know it's still the same for lots of people, and it would be the same for me, I suppose, if I was in an office, but I just saw it as like an affront to everything that being human was supposed to be about, right?
Yeah.
You think, what? This is like, I'm a prisoner here. That's what I thought. I thought they're paying me in order to imprison me. See what I mean?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I know it doesn't quite stand up to logic,
but that's how you felt.
That's the way I saw it. I thought they've got a hold over me here, a financial hold.
I've been held hostage.
Yeah.
In exchange for money.
I don't have money. They've got money. I don't have money. I need it, right? I need the money, right? And therefore, they have said, we'll give you this money, but you've got to turn up at this place that's quite far from your home, right? You've got to come into this building and you can't go fucking anywhere, sunshine, until we say so, right? And you're like, ugh. And what am I going to do? Can I, like, take a break? No, you've got to do this weird fucking, these weird, nonsensical, arbitrary tasks that
we
will
set
you. We're
going to make you do stuff. Like a performing monkey.
Like arbitrary shit that didn't seem to make any sense. Like, why am I doing this? I mean, you know, not all job. I mean, like, when you were working in Our Price, we've gone over that those days a lot, but I would have derived some pleasure because you see you're giving pleasure. Someone comes in.
Mm.
They go, oh, hello. Do you have the latest album by Queen?
Yeah.
Right. And
which,
you go,
which happened a lot because 6 months after I started the job, Freddie Mercury went and died, didn't he? There was a lot of Queen selling going on.
And you go, oh, I'll just check, probably with a thinly disguised roll of your eyes, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
they might come in and say, excuse me, what do you think the best Queen album to buy is?
Oh no,
oh, God, then fuck,
you're in the wrong fucking Our Price. Fuck off. No, they come in, right, and they go. And you go, all right, I'll go and look. And then you come back, you go, oh, well, we do have one last left. Here you go. That will be £6.99, please, right? And you put it in the bag and you see their faces. They're thinking, fucking great. I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to this.
I'm going to queen it up. Queen the fuck out of shit.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to put on It's a Kind of Magic and I'm going to have a right good wank.
I'm going to put on I Want to Break Free and have a good wank while I think about the video whether about I just thought as women.
I'm going to think about Roger Taylor.
Just was a fucking schoolgirl and I'm a dirty bastard.
Oh, listen to this. Anyway. Talking of Roger Taylor, he came up at the picnic. My niece, right?
Hey, Cosmos.
My niece, she is going out with a bloke whose godfather is Roger Taylor out of Queen.
Get a lot of that.
This was just mentioned casually to me about, I don't know, 6-7 months ago. And the kid, the lad she's going out with, nice lad, West Ham fan as it happens, so I feel very fond of him. But, you know, he doesn't say much, like a lot of teenage lads don't, do they? They don't look you in the eye much when you're talking to them. And I went, is that true, mate? Is your godfather Roger Taylor? And he's, like, really, like, doesn't make a big deal out of it. I mean, if it was me, I'd have gone, everybody, shut up, if I'd gone back to my first girlfriend's family lunch. Hello, everyone. I'm her new boyfriend. Now, listen up, just so you know who you're dealing with here. Just so you know that I'm a serious individual. Right, and that you should be honoured to have me as part of your family, which is what I am now. My godfather is Roger Taylor, the drummer from Queen. You probably all got many questions. One at a time, hands up, please. And please introduce yourself like they do at prime ministerial press conferences. Right, now he's just like, was really cool, like, my parents have known him for a long time. So I'm obsessed with this, and I bring out every time I see him, and I can tell it irritates him / embarrasses him a little bit.
Yeah,
can imagine. But I can't stop thinking about it all the time. Mm. So apparently it's their 1-year anniversary coming up, and I said, what are they doing?
Will Roger Taylor be providing a gift?
Well, apparently they said they're going out for dinner. And I said, oh, that's a bit fancy, because they're only like 17, you know. And he said, well, they've got a voucher. They've got a voucher for Dishoom. Dishoom is the... I don't know if you know Dishoom. I've never been there, but apparently it's dead nice, right? Sort of like modern Indian cuisine. I went, fucking hell, they've got a voucher. And they go, yeah, someone, one of his relatives gave it to him, I don't know who. And I was like, then of course I'm thinking, it was fucking Taylor, wasn't it?
Of course it was.
Your mate, godfather. Hi, I hear it's your 1-year anniversary. It's me, your godfather, Roger Taylor from Queen.
Roger from Queen.
Here you've been dating that chick for coming up for a year now. Pretty good going. I wanted to get you something to mark the occasion, so I've got you a £30 voucher for Dishoom. I don't know if you've tried
it
before.
Have you heard of Dishoom?
It's contemporary Indian dining. It's really great. I went there a couple of times with the boys when we were on tour last year. And I've got to say, I think you're going to like it.
Yeah.
You spend anything up to £30, but not at busy times. Just so, like, you couldn't go, like, on a Friday night. I think it's more or less anything off the menu.
Tuesday, early evening, something like that.
Easier to get a table then, from my experience. Of course, when we're touring, a lot of the guys, Brian likes to eat earlier in the day before we gig. Because at our age, eating late is not good.
So no, you can't rock out on a full stomach.
Especially with spicy food.
Yeah, you never know. It might come back to haunt you, if you know what I mean.
The last thing I want is an iffy tocadal repeated on me halfway through my drum solo. In Radio Gaga. Anyway, Charlie boy, I just want you to have a great time with this chick you've been seeing. But hey, a year's a long time at your age. Just remember, there's plenty of chicks out there. Don't stick around for too long with this one. Get what you need from her and then move on.
Oh, God. There we go.
Anyway, that's Roger Taylor. I don't know if you've ever seen me in the I Want to Break Free video, but I'd probably advise you not watching it. But with me being your godfather, it might fill your adolescent mind with some confusing thoughts.
Very confusing indeed, yeah.
Let's just say your old Uncle Rog makes for a pretty sexy schoolgirl.
Between you and me, I still like to... still got the costume, I still like to slip it on now and again when I'm alone.
Your auntie likes it.
I don't know if you and that chick are into weird things like that. You're probably too young. Forget everything I've said. Just enjoy the Dishoom meal on me and keep rocking out.
Actually,
yeah?
if you do start to get any weird thoughts or ideas, maybe run them by me, because I've seen and heard it all.
Let me tell you, when Freddie, God rest his soul, was still alive, he got up some pretty wild shit when we were on tour, and I saw everything. Sometimes I would drill a little hole between his bedroom wall and mine in the hotel.
I'd love to watch.
I'd love to watch what he was doing. There was this one night, and he had 50 different Brazilian red boys in his room. And that's what he wrote, "Don't Stop Me Now," about.
I'm having a good time. I'm having a ball.
And boy, he was. He had balls in his
more
mouth.
More than one ball.
He had balls in his mouth and his ears. It was amazing to watch. I wish you could have been alive to have met old Freddy, who's quite a guy. He played by his own rules. He marched to the sound of his own drum. Well, after my drums, but you get what I mean. He was one wild homosexual.
Maybe the wildest I've ever known. I'll get back to you on that. I'll give it some thought.
Anyway, once again, congratulations.
Enjoy the voucher.
It's on your old Uncle Raj.
Right, I'm going to leave it there.
But Raj might be back.
I think he might be, yeah. We'll like, ask Raj. Any questions you've got to ask Raj, and we'll file them away with Ask Pele.
We still haven't done Ask Pele, yeah.
We'll do Ask Pele, shall we, sometime in the
near
future. Yeah,
we got to do a lot of podding nice this week, so
we've
I think
Ask Pele.
We've got to do
some pre-podding, haven't we?
Yeah, we might do some Ask Pele's, and so get your Ask Pele's in. And if you send an Ask Pele in, please always title your email Ask Pele.
Yeah, and, use the Ask Pele hashtag.
And the best place to send it to is contact@tftimemachine.com.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's sorted out. Very quickly, good or bad? I call it yes or no in a recent episode, and it's not called yes or no, it's called good or bad. Well, I have to tell you something, you've got to tell me if it's good or bad or not.
Right.
Here we've got one simple headline. Fox found with impressive shoe collection in Berlin.
Good.
Of course it's good.
Typical that it was in Berlin, home of the hipsters. Fucking hipster fox. My name is Jans. I'm a fox. I'm also an artist. And I have a huge collection of shoes.
Well, this is it. He's collected over 100 flip-flops and running shoes.
Classic
Berlin.
And he's
been stashing them away in a bush.
Yeah.
Like yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So there we are. We've come full circle.
My experience, you've got any stashing to do, stash it in a bush.
Yeah, exactly. So there we are, we'll come full circle to the square again. What was the episode going to be called again?
Square in the circle, but there's probably a much better title than that.
Yeah, who knows. Right, I'm going to get a Chinese takeaway now because I'm quite hungover.
Yeah.
And later this evening...
I've had to see a Dishoom.
Me too, but I don't think there's one within 100 miles. And then later this evening, BBC 4 looks promising. If you've never seen either of these, Sam, there's an Alex Higgins documentary at 9.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a Chas and Dave one at 10.
Oh, what a double bill. They go straight downstairs and Sky Plus both of the bastards now.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this on Monday morning, if you're not an IFS customer, you've missed them, but they'll both be on iPlayer. So I'll get a load of that.
Excellent. Great tip, mate.
There you go. A little bit of life logistics chucked in right at the end. Thanks very much. We'll be back with more of this shit throughout the week. Take the FN, dickheads.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.